content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning to you. It's 8 a.m. Central Time where I'm at. You can do the math about where you are. Oh, my goodness. And you see, the thing is controversy continues. So much has happened. You JFK buffs are going to love this segment we're doing here with Fred Litwin. He's the author of Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza. And of course, Fred is a marketing professional who worked for 9 years for Intel Corporation, managing a team of 20 people organizing the launch of Pentium 3 in Asia. You may remember that. Prior to joining Intel, he was VP of sales for LAN Systems in New York City. Big computer background there, guys, for those listening. He founded in the year 2000 Northern Blues Music, a cutting-edge blues label. Since, this company has released over 70 CDs, garnered 12 Juno Awards, and over 40 Blues Music Award nominations. In 2007, Fred started the Free Thinking Film Society to showcase films on liberty, freedom, and democracy. And of course, as you know, we live in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. But this is the nature of the beast, right? The society has now shown over 100 films and also organizes book launches and panel discussions. Well, moving right past all of this interesting background of Fred Litwin, he was a teenage JFK conspiracy freak. And this is what it was. He was moved to believe Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin. So now we have this new book out, basically debunking everything in the recently put out Oliver Stone movie, JFK Destiny Betrayed. And we welcome Fred Litwin to the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Always interested to hear, and I'm sure that we have a lot of JFK conspiracy buffs out there. And we always have been suspect about the Warren Commission. And you really just, you open up the book and you start out with the narrative about the corruption basically in the background of all of this as a precursor to the start of the book, the enabling of Oliver Stone, all of the garbage that was introduced as a precursor to writing about the book. I mean, I know that, you know, you've done a lot of analysis on what has gone on with the JFK assassination. I can tell just by looking at the table of contents without even reading the book. You have attempted and using, there's a lot of like 600 links that you had put in to the Kindle version that basically debunk what this movie says. What's the kicker? What's the takeaway from this?
Well, the takeaway is that conspiracy theorists, particularly JFK assassination conspiracy theorists, don't really tell the truth. And what I wanted to show is exactly their methods and the fact that the underlying documentation, the primary documents, don't support their allegations of conspiracy in any way, shape, form, or manner.
Okay, so the Warren Commission, basically one of the questions you asked was whether the CIA lobbied to have Alan Dulles put on that commission. A lot of people already think that the report was diluted and corrupted from the first place. Why would the CIA be involved? Did they have something to do with JFK's death?
Well, they did not have anything to do with JFK's death, but the allegation is that they were somewhat involved, or there was a connection between the CIA and Lee Harvey Oswald, and therefore they wanted Alan Dulles, who had been the head of the CIA under Kennedy, to be on the commission to sort of help cover up some of this stuff. But unfortunately, the truth is that Robert Kennedy asked Lyndon Johnson to have Alan Dulles put on the commission. Dulles was an old family friend of the Kennedys, Kennedy's senior, and he was friends with both Robert and John.
Interesting. So that kind of shoots the wad there on the allegations the CIA was involved in that.
Well, I think there's many other allegations about the CIA and Oswald, the intelligence connections, et cetera, et cetera. But as I try to show, there's really nothing to them. I mean, the CIA would never have used Oswald as an intelligence agent. I mean, he was too sort of unstable. He wasn't the sort of person they would use.
Yeah, it that makes sense. The Warren Commission conclusions and the fact that JFK threatened the CIA with he was going to abolish him. That never happened, of course. So, you know, we got to wonder about how strong a connection it was, even though you say that Oswald was unstable. I mean, the average person looking at Oswald and looking at, you know, his history and handing out flyers in New Orleans and everything else that he was doing prior to the assassination. And then all of a sudden they had to silence him. That's another thing. You know, why all of a sudden they're taking Oswald down a corridor and giving access to media who's taking pictures, and all of a sudden Jack Ruby shows up, and then Ruby gets jailed and he dies in his cell. A little strange, don't you think?
Well, not really. I mean, look, the Dallas police really wanted to show back in 1963 just how open and honest they were. They thought that because of previous incidents in Dallas with Adlai Stevenson, they really wanted to show how above board they were, and they really wanted to show Oswald off and let him talk, et cetera. I find it amazing that for 2 days, Oswald was given every opportunity to speak to the press, and he didn't really say anything. I find that interesting. And unfortunately, Jack Ruby was just an impulsive act that led him to kill Oswald.
Why? Because he was patriotic, or did he have other, did you discover during your research for this book, did you discover other nefarious intent on the part of Jack Ruby?
Well, he's a very complex man. He was very patriotic, but I think he was also going slightly crazy that weekend because of an ad in the Dallas Morning News on Friday morning criticizing Kennedy, which was signed by Bernard Weissman, who had a Jewish name. And Ruby was very, very sensitive to anti-Semitism, and that started to really make him go off his rocker. And he spent the whole weekend trying to find this Bernard Weissman, so he was agitated all weekend.
Oh, my. And see, the thing is we have been talking this past segment about all the stuff that's been going on overseas in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and talking about all the American weapons that came from Afghanistan that all of a sudden ended up in the hands of the Palestinians, the Hamas. And so, you know, we're looking at this, and I mean, we're all suspect of something nefarious as a rope-a-dope, and it looks like everything that had to do with the JFK assassination is almost a parallel. And now we're talking in this book about how your medical evidence supports a lone gunman and not this grassy knoll garbage. What say you to that?
Well, exactly. And what really amazed me back in the 1970s when I first started getting into this was everybody commented that Kennedy's head went back and to the left on the Zapruder film, which must have indicated a shot from the front. But in fact, every single forensic pathologist who has examined JFK's autopsy, x-rays, and photos have all come to the same conclusion that he was shot from behind. And the reason his head moved forward was probably from a neuromuscular spasm, and the expulsion of a large mass of material from the right front, which helped push his head backwards. So he was shot from behind.
Okay. And so, you know, I noticed this little cartoon that you have in the front of the book about Lee Harvey Oswald and then Oliver Stone. And one of them's got a rifle. The other one's got a camera. The thought behind that.
Well, the fact is, Oliver Stone, when he first made his film JFK, his big cinematic film, the only thing that he got right in that film was the date of the assassination, November 22nd, 1963. Everything else in that film is not true. It's a complete morass of falsehoods and lies and misinformation. And I wanted to use that cartoon. It was a great cartoon to show how, you know, you could use the camera and you could really achieve something quite dramatic and really an amazing movie, but it's just not true.
Well, so how is it that you were able to refute so much of this that Oliver Stone has put out in this latest movie? And I mean, you chose to attack that one, JFK Destiny Betrayed, Oliver Stone's 2021 documentary series on JFK. I mean, he can't leave it alone. Why do you think he would even entertain such a movie in the first place?
Well, you know, when he first came out with this feature film, JFK, that movie, his subtext to that movie was Vietnam. He wanted it to be about Vietnam. And what happened after he released that movie, he was led with it. He felt a torrent of criticism about bullets and rifles and Oswald and Ruby, all the minutiae of the assassination. And back then, he spent a whole year defending the film about the minutiae. I think now he wanted to make a documentary series to tell the American people, you know what? I was right all along. All that minutiae that you criticized me for, I was right. And here is why I was right. The only unfortunate thing is that, once again, he's actually wrong.
So he puts out this 4-hour documentary, and then you saw this, and you had to have been taking notes when you were watching this, right?
Oh, very much so. I mean, copious notes.
Yeah, that's an understatement, judging from the table of contents in this book, Fred. This is just, I mean, it's wild, folks. If you get a copy of the book, you JFK conspiracy buffs out there, you are going to want to get a copy of this book. This Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza. Now, the thing is that you obviously saw all of this witness testimony out there that centered around the JFK assassination and how people, you know, it seems like he comes back. We're talking about Stone here, comes back in time, trying to jar the imperfect memory of all these witnesses out there that thought they may have seen something or didn't see something. This plays into the entire rebuttal of all of this, does it not?
Very much so. I mean, what Oliver Stone did was the Assassinations Record Review Board in the late 90s, which was the board established to release JFK documents, they released a lot of testimony from people, particularly on the medical evidence, and even they realized that 30-year-old memories are very, very imperfect, and they warned the public to be very careful about how you treat this testimony in their actual report. And so you realize when you watch Oliver Stone, he was not careful, and he really used a lot of very imperfect memories as if they were like a video recorder, videotaping the truth, when in fact a lot of people had memory problems and were quite open about their memory problems, but he wouldn't tell the public.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, but yet he showed him in the film.
Yes, or discussed him in the film and discussed the testimony without telling them that even they themselves were quite unsure.
Oh, my. All right, so now this possible alibi for Lee Harvey Oswald, you blew that theory up.
Yes, I mean, the documentary series tries to make the claim that Lee Harvey Oswald could not have run down the stairs after he took the shots because of some witnesses on the fourth floor who should have seen him. And I relied on one of my friends in Dallas who was an expert on the Texas School Book Depository, and he did a timeline which showed that, in fact, Oswald had enough time to run down the stairs and completely miss those witnesses on the fourth floor. And so, therefore, this is not an alibi in any way, shape, form, or manner.
But yet it was played out in this movie, JFK Destiny Betrayed, that there was a possibility there was an alibi there for Oswald.
Not only was it played as an alibi, but in fact, once again, he didn't tell you that some of the witnesses, when you read their complete statements that are in another book that he relied upon, were very unclear as to when exactly they did. They went to the stairs, and the time frame, all the time frames in their mind over the years had become a little fuzzy, and they themselves weren't that clear.
Hmm. So now the thing is that he gets to Parkland. I remember seeing a whole lot of this. I was just a young kid at the time, and everybody was just glued to the TV set way back when. And Walter Cronkite, you know, they were glued to that. CE-399, apparently, and this is something that, you know, I'm still curious about. This was supposed to be a bullet found at Parkland Hospital that, I guess, allegedly, when they moved JFK, this bullet fell out of his skull. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, the bullet actually fell out of Governor Connally's leg. So the bullet had gone through Kennedy's neck and then gone through Connally's chest, wrist, and thigh, and then fell out of his thigh. It had just punctured very shallowly his thigh, and it fell out of his pants when he was put on a stretcher.
Interesting. And so they did ballistics on this, but then there's an issue because way back when we didn't have the kind of ballistics we do now as far as testing goes. What was wrong with the chain of custody on this when they retrieved that bullet? Obviously, because Connally was on a stretcher as well, or on a gurney as well, and this bullet fell out of his pants. And somebody found it and went, oh, what's this? This is the thing. What's the difference between what Stone said and what you're finding?
Well, what was very interesting was Stone claimed that when they looked at the bullet, that there was no initials from one of the agents who it had been given to. And usually you put your initial on the tip of the bullet. And the documentary series maintained there was no initial from one of the agents who had retrieved the bullet. And I knew that the Oliver Stone had not looked at the very high-res pictures that the National Archives had released a few years earlier. And so I got a computer expert. These pictures are so large, you have to have a computer expert to stitch them together. And I hired a computer expert who stitched them together, and one of my friends used a special viewer, and we did find the initials on that bullet, and there we proved that there was no problem with the chain of custody.
But the thing is that JFK Destiny Betrayed alleged that there was a problem with the chain of custody. That's what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. Hmm. They alleged it, and we proved they were wrong.
Wow. Now, Dr. George Berkeley, truth or cover-up?
Dr. George Berkeley was Kennedy's personal physician, and the documentary series makes him out to be a villain who covered up the facts and makes the claim that he believed there was a conspiracy, obviously because he was at both Parkland Hospital, where Kennedy was treated, and at Bethesda, where the autopsy was performed. I actually got in touch with his family and spoke with his family and realized that while Dr. Berkeley may have believed in a conspiracy, it had nothing to do with the medical evidence. It had to do with the fact, like other normal Americans, he believed that Oswald had too much money. The treatment of Berkeley in this book is scandalous by claiming that he covered up the truth when, in fact, he never did.
Interesting. But the thing is that we're talking about JFK's physician and Oswald's money. I don't get the connection.
Oh, well, you know, like a lot of people in the case, you know, over time, they do read conspiracy books. And he had basically casually said to an author in the 1980s, oh, I think there was a conspiracy. And people interpreted that to mean, there must be a medical reason because he was the doctor. When in fact, he was just reading some conspiracy books and felt, oh, maybe there's something crazy about Oswald's finances.
So he gets dragged in the middle of all this and accused of participating
in the middle, and they make it.
Oh my God!
And they make it seem like he had some sort of deep medical knowledge about the bullets and the wounds, which in fact he did not.
Huh. Now, what about General Curtis LeMay? Where does he fit into this equation?
Well, General Curtis LeMay, was a hawkish general who, the documentary series claims that, you know, he really hated Kennedy and that he was might have been involved. And it makes the claim that he was the day of the assassination, he was on holiday in Canada, and he came back and he made arrangements to go to the different airport from where he was supposed to fly into, and he went to the autopsy. And while at the autopsy, he was shouting orders and treating people badly. And basically, I examined both claims and found out that he actually landed exactly where he was told to by the military, and that there's no evidence that he went to the autopsy. There's only one witness who says he was there, but every other witness does not mention him, and people who were asked whether he was there said he wasn't. So I wanted to show people exactly what really happened.
And you did in this book, I'll tell you, the big thing, and everybody, because you mentioned the word autopsy here, there are some sections of this book that discuss it. They're talking about exactly what the autopsy photos showed, who was there taking them, were there photos taken of his brain, talking about the late president, the weight of it, was portions of his brain extruding from his head wound. I don't know what it is with the fascination. I tell people, look, if you really want to get grossed out, go look at the autopsy photos from David Koresh in Waco, and then you'll really get grossed out, because that's what a body yes. that's been completely burned and crushed looks like. So, you know, everybody has a fascination with autopsy photos, and that I'm just kind of like, wow. Was there a White House photographer there taking shots of this?
Well, the documentary series claims that there was a White House photographer, Bob Knutson, was at the autopsy taking photographs that never turned up in the record. And so I went back to look at his testimony before the House Select Committee on Assassinations, and he was quite clear that he was not there. He was not taking pictures at the autopsy, and nobody else saw him there.
But this movie allegedly portrayed him being there.
Yeah, the movie tries to make the claim that there are missing autopsy photographs that we have never seen that would show the true wounds. So they claim that there were two people taking photographs, Robert Knutson and Sandra Saunders. And I cover both of them. And in fact, there's no evidence that either was there at the autopsy taking photographs.
Huh. So you cover who did?
Yes, we know who did. John Stringer. There was an official autopsy photographer who was there and who's testified multiple times, and he took all the photographs.
Okay. Now, as far as the plot thickens, there were numerous accusations flailing about at the time of the assassination about plots against John F. Kennedy in Chicago and Tampa. This is something that Oliver Stone chose to make manifest that you say are non-existent. You debunk them.
Yes, he makes the claim that there was a plot against Kennedy in Tampa in November 1963 and a plot against Kennedy in Chicago in November 1963. I had really never heard of this before, so I had to go back and research this and found out that exactly there's no evidence of a plot in either city. In fact, in the 1970s, the House Select Committee on Assassinations examined the idea of a plot in Chicago, and they couldn't find any evidence that there was a plot. Absolutely none. There is one Secret Service agent who was guilty of fraud in a case in the 1960s who claimed there was a plot. But there's no documentary evidence to support that claim. Absolutely none. And so I think this is a really horrible claim, the claim that there was, you know, this conspiracy following him around to different cities. And it's just not true.
This whole thing just sounds like one big misdirect.
Yes, yes, they're really banking on the fact that people won't research this themselves, and they'll just accept what's in the documentary series. And that's what I find so aggravating, is that some of the stuff in this series is so easy to debunk if you just know where to go and where to look.
Okay. Now, the one last point in my show notes here talks about somebody that people are probably familiar with, and that's Jim Garrison.
Yes.
prosecutor. I'm just curious. Yes. And then this, of course, from what you understand, incensed the gay community. And the questions were, you know, the persecution of Clay Shaw. And that's what got the gay community all up in arms. I mean, what was this? Could you kind of give us the backstory about Jim Garrison and why this guy?
Jim Garrison was the prosecutor in New Orleans in the 1960s, And he decided in November 1966 to reinvestigate the JFK assassination because Lee Harvey Oswald lived in New Orleans for 3 months prior to the assassination. So he went to reinvestigate, and he actually found nothing, but he manufactured evidence against this gay man, Clay Shaw, and indicted him for conspiracy to kill Kennedy. And it took 2 years to go to trial. Shaw was acquitted and took the jury less than 50 minutes to acquit him. They would have acquitted him earlier, but he had to go pee. And then Garrison indicted him for perjury 2 days later, and that took another 2 years for those charges to get quashed. And he ruined this man's life, and he had no evidence that he was involved in a conspiracy to kill Kennedy.
But the thing go ahead.
Well, he was, Oliver Stone made Jim Garrison the protagonist in his feature film, JFK, which led him to sort of victimize Clay Shaw a second time.
But the thing is was Clay Shaw bonded out, or did Clay Shaw remain in prison the entire time?
No, he was out on bail, and with travel restrictions, he couldn't actually travel outside of New Orleans unless he got permission from the court. He used up a large part of his savings on hiring investigators, because back then in Louisiana, there was no discovery in the courts. And so every allegation that was coming up in the newspapers, he had to hire investigators to go check out, and cost him an awful lot of money. And he had to go back to work. He had been retired. He had to go back to work, and he ended up dying of cancer shortly before he had sued Garrison for $5 million in damages. And he died of cancer before that suit could be heard.
Amazing. All of a sudden, he goes away because of cancer, and nobody suspects anything nefarious by that. It just happened that he got cancer.
Well, he was a lifelong smoker, and so there's nothing suspicious there. But when he died, that allowed Jim Garrison to actually write his book with Oliver Stone as the villain, with Clay Shaw as the villain, because Clay Shaw could not talk back.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no defamation suit there. The bigger thing is, folks, this book is just loaded with stuff, over 600 links to the internet in the Kindle version of the book. Where can we get the book?
The book is available on Amazon and any ebook retailer, and you could find all the links to that on my website, onthetrailofdelusion.com, www.onthetrailofdelusion.com.
Wow. See, so you JFK assassination buffs out there, you're going to want to read this, because anybody that watched the Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, this JFK Destiny Betrayed, this documentary series in 2021, is certainly going to want to get this book to follow up. Fred Lipman, thank you so much for joining us in this segment and somewhat of a deep dive into this. We appreciate it. Good luck with the book. Thank you for your research and your time spent doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more news, your phone calls here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where I'm at. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to the Power Hour. And of course, we continue on with the health segment here. There's a breakthrough study that has found multi-strain probiotics can reduce mental health symptoms. This is a turning point in research offering a promise for easing anxiety and depression through the gut microbiome. So now that researchers are beginning to hone in on how probiotics can be used to treat mental health issues, a new study shows a combination of 14 bacterial strains ease symptoms of anxiety and depression. Basically, if you don't know what probiotics are, they're health-promoting live bacteria and yeast that live in the human body. We can also consume them through fermented foods. A lot of us like to eat sauerkraut and cabbage, kimchi, if you will. I don't like the stuff stinks, but sauerkraut I like heating it up. I like red cabbage heated up. We call it Rotkohl in German, right? Those fermented foods are good. And despite links between bacterial imbalances and depression, the research had not found that probiotic treatments are effective with depression before, the studies now are showing that they were only testing a single strain of bacteria, which is why at the Power Mall, we've done the homework, the research. Power Mall's now open. When you're calling and you want to get probiotics, I'm going to recommend Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic or Latero Flora Probiotic. We have them at the Power Mall. I take them. Probiotics are necessary to keep the stomach balanced, especially if you have GERD. It's a good thing. And I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just saying this is, you know, things I hear, people I talk to, experiences I've had. Kind of like a little mini testimonial right here in the Power Hour. Fentanyl, by the way, made the news again. Related teen deaths have tripled in 3 years. 84% of all teen overdose deaths in 2021 related to fentanyl. They started counting from 2019 to 21. A fourth of the deaths involved counterfeit drugs, pills like Valium, Xanax, or Percocet, often obtained from friends or bought through social media. People go, oh, let's try some of this stuff. Nope. Fentanyl is an incredibly potent synthetic opioid, 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. 2 milligrams equal to 10 to 15 grains of table salt can be lethal, which is why people are saying, look, have a fentanyl test strip and Narcan or naloxone in your home or school medical kit. Don't buy fentanyl tests from friends or online. Get them from your local health department or trusted community organization, such as an addiction recovery program. Counterfeit tests are in circulation. Make sure they're legal to obtain in your state before going out. You don't want to draw unwanted attention to yourself. Scientists have created, believe it or not, are you ready for this? An electronic tongue to give AI human taste. My. They want to create this electronic tongue to replicate human preferences for certain foods. Oh, can you imagine the electronic tongue being fed the bugs? You must eat the bugs. And the electronic tongue is going, oh, my God, what is that? I mean, this is Penn State now in a university release. They want to create the emotional part of intelligence and bring it to AI. There is nothing sacred anymore about our five senses, is there? Because eating habits serve as a prime example of emotional intelligence. Well, I mean, it's bad enough that 14% of Americans are affected by eating ultra-processed foods in a very bad way. But now we want an artificial tongue, electronic tongue, to be able to sense and analyze and substitute in AI for sense of taste. The product knows is gustation. So they're trying to test the psychological desire driving people to consume sweets versus salty versus whatever. Oh, my. This is the technology advancement of society, right? Smart streetlights, something else you have to worry about. Still under scrutiny by many Americans. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has announced hundreds of millions more in funding for smart city projects. Wow. Americans are still scrutinizing all this. You need to. San Diego mayor says changes are coming to surveillance law. Mayor Todd Gloria says his office is going to be proposing amendments to San Diego's hard-fought surveillance ordinance next month that this law is allowed and has continued to cause controversy and confusion since its passage. They are going to try to set up more of these smart cameras, smart street lights. They will take pictures and pass this off to fusion centers and people that can track every move you make. Now you know how it feels to be in London. Meta, by the way, is using your public Facebook and Instagram posts to train its artificial intelligence models. Yeah. Meta President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg said the company is using the post to train the large language model that feeds its new Meta AI virtual assistant. I was watching a video yesterday with my lovely wife about AI and the fact that now you can have an AI girlfriend. Jeff from North Carolina called up and said he got involved in what looked like an AI sort of situation. Why you'd be surfing for this, I don't know. It's beyond me. But they're basically saying that this could be another way to disassemble future families. Now imagine this. You go on, you get an AI girlfriend. She doesn't talk back. In fact, you can ask her questions. She looks real almost, except she's kind of a visual mirror image of what you would like. And they want to find out. When you get onto this AI chat box, yeah, and they want to find out how you think. This is what Meta and all these other things are doing right now. They're getting people that are lonely, that are depressed, that say, you know what, I think I'll go on to AI, but oh, it gets better. Now they want to charge you $9.95 a month so that you continue your relationship with this supposed AI model, because she says things that are nice and asks questions that are designed to elicit information from you. Folks, when they start asking you for your date of birth and social security number and other personal identifying information, I think it's time you got off of it. It's fun while it lasted, right? Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. A little bit of sunshine. I just caught the last part of your before you went to the interview, and so I missed a good bit of the first hour. I did hear you say something about making you pissed off.
Because everybody's got freedom of speech, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed that the way the news is reported is Israelis kill Palestinians. Palestinians murder Israelis. You know, fine tuning words.
Yeah,
and I'm quite sure that after this weekend, that the hordes of these Christian big churches in this country will be screaming that we support Israel. They, you know, they have to support Israel, God's chosen people, which I absolutely deny.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, as long as you're on that subject, about your denying that Israel are the chosen race. Most of the Jews do not believe that Jesus Christ, they thought he was a prophet. They didn't think he was the Savior. This has been a problem for a lot of people who are conflicted in the church. Would you agree with that?
To a degree, you know, that's a tough question, Dave.
I'm asking you because you made a comment that you thought that Israel was not, the Israelis were not the chosen people. There's got to be a reason.
Can you find that in the Bible?
I have been looking at a lot of different passages in the Bible. You know, the Old Testament was written for our learning and understanding. The New Testament was written for our application. They called him the King of the Jews when they hung him on the cross. I mean, his virtual. I mean, he didn't do many miracles in his own backyard because of their unbelief. They persecuted Christ. So a lot of people have come out with this idea that there are certain factions of the Jewish community that are Zionist and that they want death and destruction of America. I have heard this from multiple sources throughout my tenure on this earth. And I just find it amazing where they get their information from. And when I research the Bible, I'm always asking for people to please look in your concordance, if you have one, Strong's makes one, and find me some passages that say what Kevin just said.
Yeah. It's my belief, and I can't see anywhere. How many years were they really called Jews? I believe the Israelites were Israelites, and these people calling themselves Jews are imposters today. And a majority that's in Israel that's running the show. And I don't think they just want to kill America. I think they want to just subjugate everything to them, if that's point.
And then, point taken. I get it. I get what you're saying. And I understand the mindset. Go ahead with your next point.
Yeah, but the live thing that's happening today, can you see all the people that are looking for the rapture now, thinking this is, oh boy, this is my ticket out now. Here we go, right?
Yep. That I do know, Kevin. There's a lot of people, oh, it's going to happen this Thursday. And I'm like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. You don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. I mean, it clearly says it in the Word. Stop predicting dates. You make yourselves look like idiots.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Oh, my God.
And lastly, when the Israel has shipped all kinds of weaponry to Ukraine, and they're really low. So there's another gig happening. So it just amazes me. This is really, just like you said, it's distracting us from what is happening here. And I don't want to dwell on it every day of the week here right now. So
I get it. I don't blame you. We have lives to live. We need to go on about our business and just do those things to prepare. We don't want to be like the five foolish virgins and end up with no oil in our lamps. You know, when the bridegroom comes and we're not ready. I mean, all right, I get it. You know, no, we do have to go on about our business, which is one of the reasons why. But we can't be stupid about it. You understand that. I understand that. We want to make sure that we are fully prepared for what might happen, that eventuality. And see, those things are all subjective. We all have our own idea of what that eventuality may be. And unfortunately, Kevin, like you said, there's a lot of people out there that are thinking that, oh, boy, it's going to happen pretty quick here. I'm going to be taken up and I won't have to put up with this garbage anymore. We don't know. Like I said, day nor the hour. It's not there.
That's right. It is true. And that's absolute. Anything in the Bible, I think, is absolute. I really do.
Well, you and I agree on that, sir, because God writes it and puts it through the men who are motivated by the Holy Spirit, where he says it, why he says it, how he says it, to whom he says it, and when he says it. It's all there. It's in perfect. It's probably one of the most perfect books written, even though the biblical scholars had at it and maybe have done a few abortions here and there in the Word of God. You know, it's up to us to seek the truth. That's our mission in life, to seek the truth. Thank you, sir, for that. A lovely, wonderful words of wisdom. And God bless you this week and everything you do. And we appreciate your continued donations here to the Power Hour. There is one guy that, you know, puts God first. We can understand that. Don't be distracted by all of this nonsense, folks. It's there to totally mess with your week. Why are farmers now adding rocks to their field? Here, all this time, I thought we were supposed to be taking the rocks out because it makes it very difficult to farm when you have to dig through rocks. And it's like, oh man, you make a big pile of rocks. Well, the pH of soil is influencing the growth and productivity of crops grown on the land. Soil pH regulates the availability of nutrients to the plant. So even if the soil is fertile, unless the pH is appropriate, the plants cannot absorb the nutrients. So now farmers, according to lab data, are adding crushed volcanic rock called base sort or olivine, which can help sequester carbon dioxide, balance the soil pH, and improve crop yield. Interesting. Several startup companies have developed programs so farmers are not charged for the rock delivery or spread across the land, since large corporations purchase the rock for carbon credits. Well, the best thing to do there is read into that article so you're not misinformed as to what they're trying to get into the subject of regenerative farming and livestock practices. You found that butcher yet that has farm-to-table meat? Yeah, need to be looking. Turbo cancers, we already told you. Dr. William Makis is sounding the alarm about the sudden rise of them. Incredibly fast-growing cancers found in COVID-vaccinated individuals. Early data are showing more than just a causal relationship with the vaccine and the struggles doctors are having treating these patients. Even doctors themselves are ending up with turbo cancers because they bought into the garbage and got themselves jabbed. In cancel culture, oh, this is, we have a man who identifies as a woman, has been crowned Miss Portugal, making him the second man in the race for this year's Miss Universe title. Yeah. Controversial move. Miss Universe Portugal awarded 28-year-old Marina Machete, who was born male, the title of Miss Portugal over female contestants on Thursday, and they all praised him. Says he's proud to be the first trans woman to compete for the Miss Universe Portugal title. Well, we'll see what happens when he gets to the big Miss Universe pageant, right? Gen Z, according to Malwarebytes, sometimes I pull stories off of there because I subscribe and I carry the Malwarebytes software to stop hacks. Gen Z, according to one of its articles, the version history of the internet was split by what we could do online, simple browsing across Web 1.0 static web pages, instant connection throughout Web 2.0 social platforms, and into the future, potential new norms of ownership within Web 3.0's dreams of decentralization. All of this is causing Gen Z, according to new research by Malwarebytes, generational byproduct is fear. Gen Z, unlike any other age group, is most afraid of a vindictive internet that obtains their private photos and videos and any personal details about sexual activity and mental health, exposing it online for all to see. More than half worry about such exposure that could hurt their relationship with family and friends, and more than a third fear it could lead to being bullied and physically harmed. Well, don't worry. There's always that AI date out there that you can subscribe to and pay $9.95 a month for. And, you know, this is what they're targeting. They are targeting Gen Z, folks. Parents, you got to get with your kids and start educating them about this garbage and what it's designed to do. Playboy magazine, by the way, Playboy, you know, has cut ties with Mia Khalifa after the former porn star celebrated the Hamas attack on Israel. Oh, it's even got into the porn community, folks. She has millions of followers on X and Instagram, outright celebrated the horrific attacks on Israel over the weekend. And Playboy said, we're not going to have any of that. They've canceled all of their ties with her, the OnlyFans model and former porn star. Yep. See, you can't even get away with doing stuff like this and get you in trouble. See, ask the writer, Jackson Frank, covering the Philadelphia 76ers for PhillyVoice.com. He's only been on the job a month, and was he due? He criticizes the team's post on X, saying supporting Israel sucks. 1 month into his job, and now he's gotten fired. His employers had to cut him due to his criticism of the team. Oh, wow. Got to be careful out there. Harvard, of course, we told you earlier, responded to the terror attack in Israel after students publicly supported the terrorists. Secretary of the Treasury Larry Summers, the former U.S. Secretary, was postulating and criticizing Harvard for their silence. Of course, they responded, but didn't mention any of their students expressing support for the Hamas terrorists. In case you missed it category, imagine being in Titusville, Florida, and finding a body of a skydiver on your front lawn. Yeah, they got shaken up, all right. A man died Saturday, he's 62 years old, I believe, during a skydiving incident. His body was found on a resident's lawn a block away from the Arthur Dunn Air Park. I think that where he was probably supposed to land, but missed it. And I'm wondering whether or not, I think his chute didn't open. Wow. Awful way to go. In squash goals, and I'm not talking about the game, I'm talking about harvesting squash. A horticultural teacher in Minnesota, Travis Ginger, has brought forth a gourd dubbed Michael Jordan across the country for this California contest to see who's got the biggest pumpkin. The Minnesota man's pumpkin has now set a world record, weighing in at 2,749 pounds. And you can see a picture of it in the email blast if you just simply go to the powerhour.com and subscribe on our newsletter link. It's that easy. We have gotten through all of our news today. interesting as it may seem, for those of you that want to read more in depth and engage, can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter link, and subscribe. In the meantime, we're out of time for today, but we will be back tomorrow with more of the Power Hour. News and the good stories. Justin Porter going to be on with us in this week, talking about North and Herb and Spice products, which now are 10% off at the Power Mall, which is now open. You have yourself a blessed day. Pray for this country and its salvation. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. It's time for us to stand up, don't you think? See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.